This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. It's Friday, December 28th, 2018. Happy winter solstice. Merry Christmas for those of you who celebrate those holidays. And we are heading towards the end of 2018. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of looking forward to the end of the dumpster fire that was 2018, at least in the United States, and seeing what maybe hope and renewal is around the corner. So it's pretty fitting today that as we are just on the brink of starting a new year, to talk about a fairly new technology when it comes to our sex lives. Let me tell you who my guest is. Xavi Kloss is head of production for Bedoink VR, the world's leading virtual reality adult entertainment production company. He has over 7 years experience in product design and user experience. He joined the company in 2014 and is in charge of overseeing all of Bedoink VR products, including VR Cosplay X, the first cosplay virtual reality site, and 18 VR. Bedoink initially launched in 2006 as a premier adult online entertainment destination with a robust proprietary technology platform. In 2015, the company launched the VR platform and has since been consistently cited as one of the leaders in the future of virtual reality, from Forbes to VentureBeat to Vice. Please welcome, help me welcome to Sex Out Loud, Xavi. Hi.
Hello, and thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Thanks for joining us all the way from Spain. We're in a little bit of a time difference. So I've talked a little bit about reality porn on this show, but we haven't really gotten into it in depth. Mm-hmm. So I want to start kind of with the very basics, which is, let's start with the essential question, what is virtual reality porn?
So that's a good question to start. Virtuality porn, it's a new way to enjoy the porn. In normal porn, what we call it 2D porn, you are a mere spectator of the action. But with virtuality porn, you are able to be part of the action. You are inside of the action. You are the one having sex with a porn star. So that's a good way to explain that.
And what kinds of equipment do people need to use it? Because right now, anyone can watch porn on their phone, on their tablet, on their computer, but you need some kind of special equipment in order to experience virtual reality, right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, there's a different sets of goggles that you need. I mean, with every subscription, we give a basic version for free, which is basically a Google Cardboard. That's a device where you put your phone and you are able to enjoy the virtual reality. But from there, you can move to a different selection of devices. Like, you can spend as much as you want. So,
and what are some of the other devices that are sort of more advanced?
For instance, like the Samsung Gear VR, it's quite a good device. Recently, like Oculus Go launched a device that doesn't need any computer or mobile attached, perfect device to watch porn. And also for like the power users and gamers, there's like the HTC Vive or the Oculus Rift.
So with the Oculus, you don't need a computer. Does that mean the computer is in the glasses? Like, is in the viewer?
Yes. Yes. That's a big step for us because, I mean, it's so easy. You just put the glasses and you are able to watch our content. So we think it's the perfect device.
Oh, how much is that?
That, I think, I'm sure you can get it now in a nice discount for holidays. So around 200 euros.
200 euros. Okay.
Yeah.
How long has virtual reality porn been around? I know that Bedoink has been in the game in terms of VR since 2015. When did people start even shooting and creating VR porn?
Actually, I think we were one of the first. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only recall to another brand, but I think they started the same year. So in terms of virtual reality porn, 2015 was the year when everyone started.
And do you shoot your own content or do you like contract out to various directors or producers?
We shoot our own content, but we have different producers that work with us. But we are the one shooting it. I mean, we are the one teaching how to shoot to the new producers. And yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, for someone who's shot a lot of porn, I don't know that I would even know how to begin to shoot something like this because it's so radically different from the 2D version. Right? The angles, the whole experience is different. So all the angles and all the production must be really different.
Yeah, totally. And we noticed that when we started because we had no idea how to shoot and we had to learn. So now after more than 300 scenes, I think we know more or less what works or not.
And how do you, like, there are two performers in the scene, right? But we're mostly just seeing the female performer. Is that right?
Yeah, this is right. I mean, we try a couple of scenes with having the female point of view. But as our audience is mainly males, didn't work that well.
It didn't sell?
No, I mean, it's nice as a demo effect. So every time we're in a show and there's a woman coming, we show them like the female perspective. But you know what? Girls tend to be more picky with the male talent.
We consider ourselves discerning, actually.
Okay. So I haven't seen any girl like so excited with the guy that we have in this scene. They are like, yeah, it's okay. I'm not sure about the accent. I don't like the hair. So I think we are more easy in this aspect.
And do you feel like since Bedoink was online and doing 2D, what we're going to call regular porn. Mm-hmm. Tell me about like the differences in terms of interest, in terms of sales. Like, are we shifting over to virtual reality? Does virtual reality have what kind of piece of the market share? Give me a sense of that.
I mean, just to give you a sense, for us, we are just shooting on virtual reality porn. We are strong believers of the virtual reality porn is the future of porn, so we stop shooting 2D. I mean, we know that the market is not big enough yet, but when you try virtual reality porn, you cannot go back to 2D because it's such a difference. So the market, I mean, we started in 2015, as you said, and today actually we have 6 different sites, all shooting on virtual reality. And apart from us, there's at least 20 to 30 other studios shooting on virtual reality porn. So
I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah, we are in a sweet moment. I mean, small studios, small productions, but everyone wants to have a piece of the cake.
Well, and also, as happens and has happened in history, porn is often driving new technology, right? We saw this with VHS to beta to Blu-ray, that porn and to streaming content, quite frankly, that porn has always figured out and has been slightly ahead of the game in terms of technologies for people to watch it. Do you feel like eventually this is going to be half the market? What do you think?
I mean, you're totally right. Like, since the beginning, porn has been like always pushing new technologies, and we aren't in this case. I mean, VR, I think, like, virtuality in general is surviving thanks to the porn industry at this moment. I mean, I can tell you, like, in Oculus Go, we know that the most used application, it's the video player. And if you look around, there's not so many, like, safe for work videos on built reality. So in that case, I would say that we are helping the VR industry to finally grow and become something more mainstream.
And has there been resistance? One of the things that happened in porn when we had HD DVDs and Blu-ray DVDs, and they were sort of constantly a battle, and we were going to see like which one came out on top. And often, like Sony, for example, held back technology from adult companies. They made it impossible for adult companies to use certain technologies. Has that happened with VR? Like who owns VR? And is there anyone that you have to kind of license things from? Any of the makers of the devices that you watch it on who are like, we won't let porn be played on our devices? Is any of that kind of censorship happening?
That's a tricky question, actually. Because if I'm going to Oculus, which is Facebook, or to Samsung directly, and I ask, like, do you allow porn in your devices? They will be like, of course no. Like, they think we're crazy. But at the moment, they are not closing any door. So they know. I don't want to be in trouble, but they know that people buy the device to watch porn. But at the moment, it's fine.
I mean, you know, this makes me think that a couple weeks ago, Tumblr announced that it's going to get rid of all adult content. And as someone on my social media feed said, the only thing I view on Tumblr is adult content. So what's going to be left? But it is the case that companies can sort of unilaterally make these decisions. Are you worried about that?
Not really, because I mean, Tumblr, for instance, it's a good example. Like Tumblr right now is dead. I mean, after killing this, I mean, it's going to die. In our case, I mean, these manufacturers, they want the VR succeed. And to be honest, if porn helps a little bit, I think it's good for everyone. And come on, we are in 2018, so it shouldn't be a problem anymore.
I agree. I think it's interesting when some of these platforms, like Facebook, for example, own technology and own physical hardware. You know, Facebook has its own kind of monopoly on social media, and it can also shut down your account, and it definitely doesn't take ads for adult content and all that stuff. The idea that they've also gone into the business of devices is scary to me because they wield so much power. And I wonder if one of these VR companies might get in the game of producing its own device to get around potential censorship.
I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying no, but I think the market at the moment is big enough to other companies like manufacture new devices without having to be under the Facebook umbrella. You know what I mean? Even us will think about doing our own headset, if that's the case, because we know the market is there. So,
right. Okay, well, let's take our first commercial break. And when we come back, more on virtual reality porn. So stay with us. Like to give and receive? Our friends at the Pleasure Chest are encouraging some radical reciprocation this season. For every purchase of any Fun Factory product or curated Pleasure Chest kit through December, they'll donate a Fun Factory menstrual cup to period.org, a pro menstrual movement providing period products to those in need. December is the perfect time to be naughty and nice, because if you spend $100, you'll get a $15 gift voucher. If you spend $150, you'll receive a $25 gift voucher. This promo runs in all the stores and and online. Plus, you'll get free shipping on all purchases at PleasureChest.com through December 21st. That gives you plenty of time to buy all your stuff. Also, if you follow Pleasure Chest stores on their social media, you'll be able to participate in their annual advent calendar featuring a new pleasure product and a daily giveaway starting December 14th. As always, use code Tristan at checkout on PleasureChest.com for a free massage candle with every purchase.
Hi, everyone. We're Emma and Finn, the hosts of the Normalizing Non-Monogamy podcast. Each Wednesday, we interview people from across the spectrum of non-monogamy to hear and learn from their stories.
So far, we've interviewed a wide variety of guests covering swinging, polyamory, kink, cuckolding, and much more.
Even with all of these guests, we know that there are so many different dynamics and stories to tell that we've only scratched the surface.
So we'd love to have you stop by and give Normalizing Non-Monogamy a listen, and maybe even share your story someday.
Hey everyone, as you know, anal pleasure holds a spot near and dear to my heart. So let's consider how we're treating our ass across the board, especially when it comes to cleaning it. If you're using dry toilet paper or wet wipes, you're doing it wrong. Switch to Tushy, the modern bidet attachment that cleans all the crap off your butt. It easily attaches to any standard toilet in under 10 minutes and provides a precise stream straight to your butthole. Using a Tushy bidet pre-anal play is nice, and of course, after sex to clean up. Go into every experience feeling fresh and confident, and then wipe it all away at the end. I love the Tushy because it's also affordable. It only starts at $69, everyone's favorite number. So do your ass a favor and wash with Tushy. Go to hellotushy.com and get 10% off your order with the promo code SEXOUTLOUD. Stop wiping and start washing with Tushy.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Hey, if you want to call and ask us a question, leave us a comment, even tell us about your experience with virtual reality porn, you can call us 24 hours a day at 323-SEX-8266, 323-SEX-8266. I know the holidays are over, but I do want to remind you that my amazing sponsor, The Pleasure Chest, still has a really cool deal going on. It's not too late to give and get. Get and give. So basically, if you buy any Fun Factory product or any Pleasure Chest kit, which they've curated these kits, which have multiple products in them that all go together kind of on a theme, you can still do this through the end of December. And Pleasure Chest will donate a menstrual cup to period.org, which is a pro-menstrual movement providing period products to those in need. So you buy from Pleasure Chest and they donate. I love that. You still got a few days to take advantage of that. Let me also tell you what's coming up in the new year at the Pleasure Chest. As you know, they have tons of events going on in their stores. Their sex education events are all free. So in Los Angeles, January 3rd, there's a ceramic dildo making workshop with POT. This one's not free. It's $30 per person or $50 per couple, and that includes all supplies. You will make a ceramic dildo. It will be fired at POT, and you can pick it up. That sounds really awesome. I want to go to that. January 9th, advanced G-spotting. Absolutely free. Welcome to all. And get there early for good seating. In New York City, January 18th is Joyride, a sex-positive comedy and variety show. Go to pleasurechest.com to find out about these events. You can just click on events or just shop for yourself before the end of the year. If you use the coupon code Tristan, you're going to get a free massage candle with every purchase. So I'm talking today with Javi Kloss, who's the head of production for Bedoink VR, and we're talking all about virtual reality porn. And before the break, we were talking about potential censorship. I want to know if you think this has applications kind of beyond simply, I don't know, like jerk-off material. I'm just going to call it jerk-off material. So one of the things that interests me is the idea that people can experience a body like different than the body they have. they can go into virtual reality. And whether you want to change your gender, you want to change, you're disabled and want to have an able-bodied body, it seems to me there's like more, or maybe you're just older. You know, we know now people are having sex at older and older ages. The libido remains, the desire remains. Sometimes the body is not caught up to that because our bodies age and stuff happens. So I wonder if you've seen any of this, if you've gotten any feedback from any viewers that people are using this to have an experience that they can't have with their own body.
Yes, that's a good question. And I have a couple of examples. I mean, we have an internal forum and people give us a lot of feedback there. And I'm surprised because a lot of people use virtual reality with their couples.
So with their partner.
Yes. So I'm curious to see how that works. But I imagine that one of them put the glasses and then the other one reply the action that is going on. So you have an extra sense, like you can feel it too. So that's kind of interesting, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So instead of kind of having porn playing in the background or watching porn together, which certainly a lot of couples do, mm-hmm. you're like in the porn and you're interacting physically with someone in real time.
Yes. So I haven't tried, to be honest, but I'm curious to see how that works. And I think it can be interesting. Let's put it this way. And yeah, as you were saying, it's a way to try new experience without really trying it. Imagine mm-hmm. that I'm interested on, I don't know, to try if gay sex, I don't know, there's something that I have there and I haven't tried. You can go pick your glasses and have your first sex gay experience in virtual reality. So why mm-hmm. not? So that opened the door to experiment a lot of things that maybe you are afraid to do it in reality, but I don't know, imagine you try it in virtual reality and feels great. So then you are more encouraged to do it in real life.
Well, and probably a month or a month and a half ago, this big article came out, I think it was The Atlantic, saying that millennials are having less sex than any generation before them. And people were writing think pieces about it and sort of freaking out. mm-hmm. But I don't know that they took into account all the ways that we can have erotic experiences that aren't what we're going to call like sort of traditional normative sex, right? Do you think, like, is the majority of your users, are they millennials? And do you think this could account for some of the reason that people aren't having sex with other people because they're experiencing pleasure in this whole other way?
I know what you mean. I mean, right now there's a lot of, apart from virtuality, you have this teledildoning, you can have sex in distance with your partner. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do. Our age range goes from 20 to 50. So it's difficult for me to give you an answer. For sure, there's people that doesn't need real sex anymore. I think virtual reality, if you combine it with a flashlight, a fake vagina, I think it's kind of getting there. I mean, it's kind of, you can feel that you are having sex with that person. So, yeah, maybe we are moving on that direction. Maybe we don't need that much real sex anymore, which is kind of sad. But it's true that, like, these millennials are more disconnected. They are talking on the phone all day. So it's a new generation, for sure.
And they've grown up with technology. So I feel like to say to someone in their 50s, hey, you can have virtual reality porn, there's kind of a big learning curve there, right? Because they've never seen anything like it. Whereas millennials have grown up with technology. Technology makes sense to them. It's like second nature to them. And so then when you say to a millennial, hey, what about virtual reality porn? It just makes sense to them. They sort of can dive right in because they've maybe had some other experiences with virtual reality media. And so it doesn't seem like such a foreign concept.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and as you say, like they've been living with technology all their life. I mean, mm-hmm. I show like not like a game to my nephew, which is like 5 years old, and you put the glasses on him, you give him the controllers, and they know how to play, and you are like, what the fuck? Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, so, yeah. They're just more comfortable with it. Yeah. I just think that that's where we're headed.
Natural. Yeah, yeah, they feel it's natural for them. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm in another world, I can interact, so I'm ready. I don't have to learn anything else.
But I also don't know if I buy these arguments that it's going to kind of like replace in person-to-person intimacy. Because I think we've had media at our disposal and sex toys at our disposal for quite a long time. And I just think that's this weird like scare tactic that, oh my God, we're going to stop having sex with each other and we're only going to have sex in virtual reality spaces. We're only going to have sex with robots. It seems to me a little bit of a premature panic. You know what I mean? A sort of a fear of technology taking over, when I feel like this could be a tool for people with partners, without partners, to experience pleasure, but not necessarily experience as a substitute, but experience as a kind of alternative. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. And I think it's a great tool to kind of be more confident with yourself. If you are able to, I don't know, to have sex in virtuality with all these top porn stars from all around the world, then you go out, you meet someone on a party, and it's like, whoa, that's easy. Yesterday night, I fucked Riley Reid, so now that's only a normal girl. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's interesting. It's just interesting to think that like you could try things out before you do them. But that could be with like skiing too, right? That could be with a whole bunch of activities.
Yeah. That's the idea, I think, of virtuality. Allow you to do things that maybe, I mean, if I live in the Caribbean, I cannot ski. But if I have like an equipment, I can play a ski simulator. So.
Right. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break. Hey, I want to remind you guys, lots of you got this gift for the sex educators in your life for Christmas and solstice and Hanukkah, but it's available whenever you want it for yourself or another sex educator. If you're passionate about sex education and want to build a career in the field, or if you've already begun your journey as a sex educator and you're ready to get serious, streamline your business, and get paid for what you love doing, then you've got to check out my Sex Educator Bootcamp. Level 1 and 2 are now available online. You can watch them and rewatch them. You can download the resources that go with them. If you want to learn the secrets to my success, it's all there at sexeducatorbootcamp.com. Let's listen to our fantastic sponsors. And when we come back, more Sex Out Loud.
Hi, everyone. We're Emma and Finn, the hosts of the Normalizing Non-Monogamy podcast. Each Wednesday, we interview people from across the spectrum of non-monogamy to hear and learn from their stories.
So far, we've interviewed a wide variety of guests covering swinging, polyamory, kink, cuckolding, and much more.
Even with all of these guests, we know that there are so many different dynamics and stories to tell that we've only scratched the surface.
So we'd love to have you stop by and give Normalizing Non-Monogamy a listen, and maybe even share your story someday.
Like to give and receive? Our friends at the Pleasure Chest are encouraging some radical reciprocation this season. For every purchase of any Fun Factory product or curated Pleasure Chest kit through December, they'll donate a Fun Factory menstrual cup to period.org, a pro menstrual movement providing period products to those in need. December is the perfect time to be naughty and nice, because if you spend $100, you'll get a $15 gift voucher. If you spend $150, you'll receive a $25 gift voucher. This promo runs in all the stores and online. Plus, you'll get free shipping on all purchases at pleasurechest.com through December 21st. That gives you plenty of time to buy all your stuff. Also, if you follow Pleasure Chest stores on their social media, you'll be able to participate in their annual advent calendar featuring a new pleasure product and a daily giveaway starting December 14th. As always, use code Tristan at checkout on pleasurechest.com for a free massage candle with every purchase. everyone. As you know, anal pleasure holds a spot near and dear to my heart. So let's consider how we're treating our ass across the board, especially when it comes to cleaning it. If you're using dry toilet paper or wet wipes, you're doing it wrong. Switch to Tushy, the modern bidet attachment that cleans all the crap off your butt. It easily attaches to any standard toilet in under 10 minutes and provides a precise stream straight to your butthole. Using a Tushy bidet pre-anal play is nice, and of course, after sex to clean up. Go into every experience feeling fresh and confident, and then wipe it all away at the end. I love the Tushy because it's also affordable. It only starts at $69, everyone's favorite number. So do your ass a favor and wash with Tushy. Go to hellotushy.com and get 10% off your order with the promo code SEXOUTLOUD. Stop wiping and start washing with Tushy.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Hey, listen up, all my listeners, who, by the way, I love and adore. And whenever I get to meet you out and about, at events, at book signings, in Mexico, gosh, I absolutely love it. I love getting your feedback. Sex Out Loud is part of Pleasure Podcasts, which is a network of sex podcasts. And the network is doing a large survey to find out more about you. So this is a network that I'm on that's sort of separate from Voice America. I'm on Voice America, but then I belong to this network. And we want to know who you are, what you dig, what you want, all about you. I also want to give you some incentive because this is only going on through the end of the year. So you literally have days to do this. There are two different things that you can absolutely positively maybe want win when you fill out the survey. First, you're going to be entered to win $300 in toys, lube, and accessories from Babeland. And that is going to put you in the pool of everyone across the network, lots of different podcasts. You're going to be competing with them to get that prize. But if you come through Sex Out Loud, my special link, which I'm going to give you, you will also be entered to win a prize package worth $375. And first of all, you got better odds on this one. There are going to be autographed copies of my books, Opening Up and 50 Shades of Kink, a WeVibe Wish Vibrator, which is one of their newest, most amazing vibrators. I'm going to give you an autographed set of my sex ed DVDs. There's going to be dildos, prostate stimulators, lubricant, all you could ever want. This could be an amazing way to kick off 2019. So in order to do the survey, and you'll be automatically entered, you're going to go to tinyurl.com/SOLPP. tinyurl.com/SOLPP, which stands for Sex Out Loud Pleasure Podcasts. Please go do this. It really helps us figure out who you are and, of course, sell our airtime to advertisers. You know, I like to be transparent and honest with you people, and we've got to do that. So just to keep us on the air and keep the lights on, as it were. So I am talking today with Xavi Kloss all about virtual reality porn and the company he works for, which is Badoink VR. One of the things that interested me when I read the introduction was this site, which is VR Cosplay X. Tell me about how this came about. Because I've always seen this intersection between cosplay and nerdiness and sex, but I didn't know there was a virtual reality thing that brought those all together.
Yeah, VR Cosplay X was our second product. I mean, when we saw that Badoink VR was succeeding, we want to open a new site covering a different niche. And we were thinking like, okay, who has the headset like to already enjoy like the virtuality porn? And we came up with the gaming angle. So all these people, early adopters, they buy the headset the day one to play video games. And they love video games. They like to watch this movie of, I don't know, like Watchmen and all these.
Like comic book.
Comic books,
yeah, comic
and all these.
Yeah.
So then we decided to go, why not? Let's mix porn with cosplay, with virtuality. And I think so far is one of the more unique sites in the virtuality porn world. I mean, we have a lot of feedback, a lot of fans there, and we are very proud of VR Cosplay X.
And so are the characters in, are the performers in the porn dressed in cosplay, dressed as some of these like superhero or comic or, all, you know, gamer kind of costumes? Like, what is it? What is it all about?
Yeah, it's all about, I mean, we have different categories, but mainly, as you were saying, as video games, comic books. Also, we do some movies, and there's a lot of variety. We can go from the, I don't know, from Tomb Raider to, what else do we have this week coming? I don't know, like a Spider-Woman, or there's a lot of fun stuff. We have a big, big parody from Star Wars, and then you can go super niche to video games that I don't even know that exist. So,
but the followers of those and players of those games really love them.
Yes, totally.
And so you mentioned, which really surprised me, that there's 20 or 30 studios now in the virtual reality space, mm-hmm. which I guess not all of them have the name recognition that you do. But I'm wondering how you see yourselves kind of setting yourself apart if, in fact, there's going to be a lot more competition coming down the pipeline.
I mean, there's, as I said, there's more competition, but they are small studios. They don't have the big network that we have. We have six sites now. I think we cover most of the niches. And for them, of course, it's going to be like a part of the market that they can cover. But I think we are the leaders in the industry. We were one of the first. We are the biggest brand at the moment. And I mean, I'm not so afraid. The more studios there are, the better for virtuality in general. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we have to go all together. I mean, we have to show to the world how fantastic is the virtuality port.
I totally agree with you. I feel like under capitalism, we're constantly sort of competing against each other, but especially for a new technology, it's kind of like the more people who come to the party, the more people who experience it, and it opens up this space for, and also if you're into virtual reality porn, you could subscribe to more than one site. Like you may not, you know what I mean? You may not be like, I'm only going to do one site. I'm only going to do one thing. You can also subscribe to multiple sites.
Yeah. And this is happening. I mean, we know people that is subscribing to us, to also other competitors, and that's fine. I mean, I have a good relation. I know almost every other competitor. We try to exchange our ideas, and I mean, we have to go all together if we want to succeed. It's not time to fight yet.
Right. It's not time to fight yet. What is your most popular, of all your different sites, which is your most popular?
I think it's Badoing VR for sure.
Just the general one. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Because there we have the biggest porn stars and it's the first one. It has all this trust brand behind. I mean, as you said, we are in all the big press, like even television, like all kind of media. So when people look for VR porn on Google, they find us and they find articles about us in Fortune, for instance. So I will say Badoing VR. Following is cosplay because, it's, as I said, people is very passionate in cosplay and we are proud of this community. So it's also very important for us.
And where do you see yourself going in the future? I mean, is it a matter of creating more kind of niche sites which hit a particular target, a particular demographic, a particular fetish, or adding more content to the main site? Like what do you see? Where do you see the company going in the future?
Actually we launched like 1 week ago. Not 1 week ago.
Just several weeks ago, it's fine.
Yeah. We launched it. Anyway, we launched recently like King VR, which is we partnered with King.com. And
this is Kink VR. Oh my gosh, I want to hear about this for sure.
Yes, we just launched it. I mean, I'm not sure if I should tell yet because it was kind of secret, but yes. Anyway.
You heard it here first.
So yeah, that's one of the things that we want to keep doing, like go for a niche that no one is covering in virtuality and exploit it. In this case, the kinky side of virtuality, but also keep shooting for all the different products that we have and try to get even a better image quality, try to create an overall better experience. So we are always evolving the way we shoot, changing camera rig, improving the sound. So it's a never-ending process.
I love this idea of kink.com partnering with you because this is yet another thing that you could experience without doing it in real life first. I think a lot of people are curious about kink. My experience is that in the 20 years that I've been into BDSM, the number of people curious about it, the number of people trying it out, the number of people who are going to events for the very first time just increases and increases and increases. So this is another place where you can sort of play without doing it without risk, with like play in a totally safe way and kind of see what you're into.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I mean, when I watch the king ones, for me are kind of strong, but there's a part that's like, okay, this is interesting.
Yes, well, but, right, kink. Yeah. It's not 101 over there.
No.
There isn't like gentlekink.com, right? No. Where you just like, you work your way up, you sort of ramp up to it. They're obviously not.
No, sometimes I see myself like watching like people like that. And it's like, oh my God, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take another commercial break, hear from our fabulous sponsors, including Normalizing Non-Monogamy. If you like my podcast, if you like Life on the Swing Set, if you like By the By podcast, I just met those folks in Mexico and they're amazing. You will definitely love Normalizing Non-Monogamy. It's put together by a couple, Emma and Finn, and they basically talk to real life couples about their own stories, how they got into non-monogamy, how they negotiate it, how it works for them, their conflicts, their triumphs. I think it's a great introduction, especially for someone who's looking for real people and real stories. It's not about theory. It's not about the philosophies necessarily of non-monogamy. It's about real world people doing it and figuring it out. And I also got to meet Emma and Finn. I was on their podcast. We did a live recording at Desire, and I think you should definitely go check it out. NormalizingNonMonogamy.com. So listen to some commercials and then come back and we'll talk more about virtual reality porn with the head of production of Bedoink VR. Stay with us. Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Have you gotten into virtual reality porn yet? I know lots of people who want to try it, but they just don't know where to go. Well, how about the site voted Best Virtual Reality Site 2018 at the AVN Awards? It's called Bedoink VR, and it has the world's best virtual reality porn library with over 240 videos and two new releases added every week. You know I like you to ethically consume your porn, so pay for it and get the good stuff. Start streaming immediately with unlimited downloads compatible with all major VR devices, Oculus, Vive, Gear VR, PSVR, Daydream, and all smartphones. It's easy to use, compatible with all VR headsets, and all subscribers receive free VR goggles when you sign up. Come on, that sounds great. Go to bedoinkvr.com, BadoinkVR.com/Tristan, and you'll get your first month for just $9.95. You definitely want to check it out. Like to give and receive? Our friends at The Pleasure Chest are encouraging some radical reciprocation this season. For every purchase of any Fun Factory product or curated Pleasure Chest kit through December, they'll donate a Fun Factory menstrual cup to period.org, a pro menstrual movement providing period products to those in need. December is the perfect time to be naughty and nice because if you spend $100, you'll get a $15 gift voucher. If you spend $150, you'll receive a $25 gift voucher. This promo runs in all the stores and send online. Plus, you'll get free shipping on all purchases at PleasureChest.com through December 21st. That gives you plenty of time to buy all your stuff. Also, if you follow Pleasure Chest stores on their social media, you'll be able to participate in their annual advent calendar featuring a new pleasure product and a daily giveaway starting December 14th. As always, use code Tristan at checkout on PleasureChest.com for a free massage candle with every purchase.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Hey, you know I've been talking about The Swing Set Takes Desire, this amazing vacation. I talk about it all year round, and I just did it in November, and it was wow. For the second year in the row, I was totally blown away. And I'm excited to say that Swing Set has announced dates for their next takeover event. The important thing is to reserve your spot. You don't have to pay all at once, but if you reserve your spot, you're sure that you're going to make it in when it sells out eventually. So the new dates for next year, November 2nd to the 9th, 2019, you can read more about the event and you can reserve your spot by going to ssdesire.com. I can't wait to see all of you, some of you, many of you in Mexico next year. I'm talking today all about virtual reality porn with Xavi Kloss, who's the head of production of really one of the leading companies in the industry, one of the companies that has made its mark and really advanced the technology, Bedoink VR, which has advertised on this show before. I'm wondering what you see in the future, not just for virtual reality porn, but now that you're at this sort of cutting edge of it, how do you think sex and pleasure are going to change as we move forward?
I think we'll see a lot of upcoming new sex toys. I mean, there's a lot of new devices that you can connect and do a lot of stuff. You can actually connect like this flashlight to our videos, so you have a full immersive experience. And yeah, I think we'll see more. I mean, you were saying before about sex with robots. I don't think we are that far. I mean, there's a pretty decent fake dolls that are getting more and more real. So this is something that we'll see evolving for sure.
And so you guys connect with Fleshlight. Do you see yourself partnering with other kinds of sex toys where people can watch and experience some kind of sensation at the same time? Is that on the horizon?
Yeah, is that, I mean, yeah, our idea is in the future, you will have this full suit that is going to allow you to feel everything that you are watching. So more or less like this movie, Ready Player One. So I would like to see that in the future. So you add all these senses, that will be amazing.
A full suit. Okay, this does sound really interesting. So in other words, you're going to feel when someone touches you in the virtual reality space, you feel the touch on your skin.
Yes, we are working on that direction at the moment.
Wow. That seems like that would be such a major game changer. But how are you going to convince people to get in a suit? That's my only question.
Yes. We'll
right?
figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Like I just picture this like huge thing, like the Transformers or something. It's like this big thing that you get into and it's like clunky and heavy. Obviously, you'd streamline that.
No, it's not. I mean, there's some prototypes already. It's not that big. You can use it also to play, to feel like all the impacts from the shots that you are having. So, I mean, we'll see something next year for sure.
You think in the next year or coming years?
Yeah, I think next year.
But wow.
I cannot tell more.
Of course, you have to keep your secrets.
Yes.
you have to stay ahead of the game. But I think this idea of engaging all the senses is really really exciting. What is your favorite part of the virtual reality porn experience?
To me, and I agree with a lot of people that I see on our forums, mm-hmm. is the intimacy that you get. And people is requesting a lot of kissing, a lot of talking from the girl. They want this girlfriend experience. And to me, we have a lot of scenes that they have this intimacy, that you feel that this girl is talking to you, is whispering to you, is kissing you. And that's the best thing of virtuality. You cannot have the same watching on a screen. I mean, that's the what makes virtuality so special.
I think a lot of people would say virtual reality porn, porn driven by technology and intimacy, like, can't even be used in the same sentence, right? Because they think of it as this sort of cold, removed, even for the anti-porn people, kind of objectified or objectifying experience. So it's really interesting to me that you move towards intimacy as the number one thing. I think people are still grappling with how to experience intimacy through technology. And, it's like these folks who meet online, right? They meet online, they talk online, they FaceTime, they Skype, they have cyber sex, and they don't meet in real life until maybe like 6 months into their relationship. And mm-hmm. they have really strong feelings for each other. And people are like, how the hell did that happen? You weren't even in the same room with them. But I feel like that is the way that we've changed the way that we're dating and courting and flirting and finding people. So it makes sense to me that people feel like it's a more intimate experience than 2D watching. But I think people are going to have a hard time wrapping their head around that. You know, I'm still every day when I'm out teaching or giving a lecture. This just happened last month when I was at Tulane University. You know, there are still adamant people who are telling me that porn is ruining our sex lives and technology is disconnecting us. So the notion that something in this virtual reality space, something that Bedoink VR could create would actually connect people, I think is a really important one.
Yeah, I mean, as you were saying, some people can think like, yeah, this virtual reality sex is going to be so robotic, so fake, and it's not the case. I mean, when we shot the first scenes, people were like, whoa, 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 what's that? Why are you moving to sex so fast? We want to have a connection with that girl. We want this girl to talk to us. Once we are done, we want the girl to lay down with us for a couple of minutes, like you would do with your girlfriend,
partner.
So that's a game changer. So that's great. And I love it. So.
Well, I want to tell everyone how to find you online. Of course, the main site is bedoinkvr.com. From there, you can look at all the sub-sites. On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, the handle is bedoinkofficial. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks to you. It was a pleasure.
So I just want to remind folks as we go into the end of the year, all the ways that you can save money through this show. I'm just going to give you a little wrap up. You know, you can go to pleasurechest.com, coupon code Tristan, get a free massage candle. You can go to takecareof.com, enter Tristan as your code, get 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. I've told you about those and why I freaking love them. Also, remember Tushy? You've heard it in the ad and I'll repeat it. If you use the code SEXOUTLOUD, you're going to get 10% off your order at hellotushy.com. God, give the gift of a bidet to yourself or someone you love for the new year. I am so serious. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, senior producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set. A-Rod is my usual engineer, but today Matt is at the controls. And Matt is my OG engineer, and I love him so much, more than you could ever know. And everyone at Voice America. Listen, if you want to hear this again, or if you want to send it to someone, you can go to voiceamerica.com and search for Sex Out Loud. You can also listen to it where you listen to podcasts, on iTunes or Stitcher, and you can subscribe to it. If you subscribe to it, I would love it if you would leave a comment or a review that helps people find us and find great sex content. Until then, I want you to tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It will be the very first show of 2019, and I promise it's going to be a good one. You can get me on social media across the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Tristan Terramino. You can get the show on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio. So I'm wishing you, just a few days early, a very, very happy, healthy new year. I want it to be full of joy and possibilities and pleasure. And I want you to take some time now and in the new year to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Terramino on Voice America Variety.